Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Born to love 2024.
The new year!
Welcome 2024! Goodbye, 2023.
23 is in the rearview mirror. I'm Scott Eckert.
I'm Ellie Kemper. This is our podcast, Born to Love, every week and every new year. We have a guest on to talk about something that they love. It can be an interest, a hobby, anything in the world, Scott. And today we have Abby McEnany. We are so excited to talk with her today. She is going to be talking with us today about Law and Order Criminal Intent.
Not SVU.
Nope.
My, a lot of SVU fans out there. Not the original. It's Criminal Intent specifically. Abby, good friend of mine, hilarious person, excited to chat with her. But before we get to that interview, Ellie, do you have a New Year love for us?
I have a New Year love, Scott, that actually stretches back to the old year. Because make new years, but keep the old. One is silver, and yet the other is gold. Okay? So I interchange the words.
Is that a thing? Did you
yes,
just make that up?
Yes, it's about friends. It's a little ditty about friends. Make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver, and the other is gold. I don't know why you have to rank your friends, or your years for that matter. All I know is this. This was a love I experienced several days ago, so technically in 2023.
But ancient history.
Rear view mirror. But it does stretch into the new year because it is an abiding love. Scott, I love the Big Apple Circus.
Oh my God, Ellie, I'm absolutely thrilled you said that. I love circuses. You just went? Tell me about it.
Scott, I went to a circus. I remember going to a circus when I was, I think, in high school. A circus came to St. Louis. Would it have been Barnum and Bailey?
Probably. I mean, yeah. And the guy with the mustache and the train cars pulled up. There was cruelty to animals everywhere. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that you had a lot of cotton candy and threw some peanuts on the floor and had the time of your life, Ellie. But I'm not sure. Probably Barnum and Bailey would be my guess.
I think it was, because I should be upfront about this. That's the only, like, big circus experience I've had, and I clearly scarcely remember it. Probably hopped up on cotton candy. My memory is blurred. But, so I have not been to a large-scale circus that I clearly remember. Scott, for those of you, for our listeners who aren't familiar, the Big Apple Circus is a circus. I believe it's a different family every year that comes that is under the umbrella of the Big Apple Circus. It's a circus that takes place in a little park right outside Lincoln Center in New York City. Thus, Big Apple, because it's in the Big Apple.
Mm-hmm.
It seats probably, I would say, about, I'm going to guess, 600 people, maybe, this tent. It is a two-hour show with intermission. It is child-friendly. Trust me when I say there is no bad seat in the house. Scott, the physical feats I witnessed at the Big Apple Circus had my jaw dropped to the floor, and I am in no way exaggerating.
Wait, is this primarily like an acrobatic circus? Like we've talking, you know, people doing flips and twists and contortionists and stuff? Like what are the physical feats that so amazed you, Ellie?
You are correct. There are no animals involved, okay?
Yes, no, that's out. They're not anymore. That's not a cool thing, I guess.
No, it's not. And also, it would be wildly dangerous because I just told you how small the ring is. You'd have lions mauling people. We can't have it.
We definitely don't want that.
Nobody wants it. What people want, Scott, is a man doing a flip on a tightrope.
I love flips on tightropes. Yes,
what people want is a grown person riding a bicycle in a basket that has no bottom and is being lifted off the floor. That's what people want.
That's exactly it. But see, the thing is that there isn't a single person in that tent, in the Big Top, who knew that's what they wanted until they saw that basket bicyclist. And as soon as they saw that basket bicyclist, a need had been filled in their soul. They're like, yes, this is what I always wanted.
Yes. Yep. It's the beauty of it. It's you. Look, I went for the first time last year and I didn't know what I was in for. I thought I'm doing this for my kids. Of course, they'll love it. It's for children. When I tell you my younger child fell asleep last year and I lost a lot of respect for him that day because the fact that you could sleep through the Big Apple Circus. I can't comprehend it.
Were they overwhelmed with was the viral load through the roof? That's the only possible. Were they chloroformed or drugged? Instead of apple juice, just drinking NyQuil? Because those are the only reasons that I could come up with for how anyone could sleep through a circus like that.
Unbelievable, right? Yeah. Scott, have you been to, I think you, in Minnesota, I feel like you've been to a large scale.
So look, I love every kind of circus I'm on board for, minus the cruelty to animals stuff. But I wish that there was a way to do it humanely because I also like animals. I like animals performing and doing things. I've been to those old school circuses. I went to a circus in New York. I don't think it was the Big Apple Circus because it was in like the Brooklyn Arena where the Brooklyn Nets play. And they had like motorbikes and stuff. It was like Barnum and Bailey. It was wild. Yeah. It was like a big, big production. And then I have been to, over the years, a whole bunch of those Cirque du Soleil, French circuses or French-inspired circuses. And each and every one of them, I adore. I love events where they're just trying to entertain me. And I don't want to cast aspersions on any of the people involved with any of these circuses. I don't know if I'm playing into stereotypes, but those people will do absolutely anything to get you to smile. They will risk their lives. They will be suspended in baskets. They've got like a strong man who's lifting like four very petite women at the same time.
Yeah. And I mean, that is, it's one thing when you hear about it. It's one thing when you see it on YouTube. It is quite another to see it in person. Scott, I was wearing a mask just because for any number of reasons, there's lots of stuff going around. My mask fell off my face.
Because you were so shocked?
The speed and the momentum or whatever of my jaw dropping flipped the mask off my face.
Oh my God.
That's how shocked I was. They had three bodybuilders who were holding each other up in like slow motion, you know, and they kept holding different poses. And when, as someone who tries to do 5 push-ups every day, just to remain, you know, firm, they're equal.
I think the operative word there is tries. Like yes. When you said you try to do 5 push-ups every day, is that like you have that as a goal and some days you just skip? Or is it each and every day you say to yourself, I'm going to get through 5. And most days you stop at 3.
It's so funny. Like most things, it's just getting yourself to do it. Let me be clear. When I set my mind to it, I can do 5, no problem. It's just having to get on the floor and do them. I'm very strong. So I can speak to how difficult holding another man in your, like, palm is. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
There, I'll tell you this, and then we'll move on. There was one feat involving ping pong balls where the guy started, he started off with juggling them. Then the next thing I know, he's juggling them in his mouth. Like he's spitting out ping pong balls. He's juggling them in his mouth. There's no other way to describe it.
He's cycling through. That's what I meant. I was so boneheaded in trying to come up with examples of the lengths they'll go to entertain people. But that's the perfect example. A man trained himself to juggle with his mouth just for my amusement. And I love it. Like, how long do you think that took? Do you think that a skilled circus performer like that, that once you get the knack for doing bizarre things, you can learn a new bizarre thing relatively easily? Or is it instead the case that in a French village, there's just like an artisan who teaches young children to juggle ping pong balls?
Right.
And it takes 15 years.
Right. I wish I knew. I don't know.
Which would you prefer? I don't know which I prefer.
I don't know either. And it's crazy to me that you can spend so much time on nothing. And then I look over and this person has mastered this unusual skill. And it's like, what am I doing with my life? Anyway, Scott, speaking of great lives and mastering skills.
Masterful talent. My friend, Abby McEnany, one of the funniest people that I have ever met. Most recently, she was on a little show called And Just Like That.
Yep.
She's an actress. She is a writer. She is a show creator. One of my favorite shows of all time is a show that she created and starred in on Showtime called Work in Progress.
Yep.
She's also well-known in the Chicago improv community. Abby McEnany, here today to talk to us, as we said before, about her love of Law & Order Criminal Intent.
And Scott, I just want to mention, we recorded this lovely conversation with Abby months ago, but because of the actors' strike, we were unable to release it until now. I could not be more thrilled that the world gets to hear it now. I hadn't met Abby before this, and it was such, everything you say, I second. She is a pleasure, a delight. When we come back, join us with Abby McEnany talking about Law & Order Criminal Intent. Born to love. Guys.
No.
That's the extent of the song.
I love it.
It's me singing Born to Love. Like a little scratchy, a little heavy metal-y.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Born to Love.
We have our guest, Abby McEnany, with us.
Hi.
Thank you for coming, Abby.
Thank you for coming.
You are so welcome. And Ellie, I'm so happy to be you. And Scott, I come anywhere you invite me to, but you never call.
I'm a texting kind of guy, Abby. I only text.
You're a texting kind of gal. That's right.
I'm trying to remember the exact context. I think I sent you a text and like 30 seconds later, my phone FaceTime alert.
Oh,
yeah.
Abby jumped right to the FaceTime. I was like, oh, I'm not ready for this.
I know. I generally don't like talking on the phone very much, but when I'm feeling it, I'll do it.
Do you ever only audio call or is it always accompanied?
Oh, yeah. No, I hadn't seen him for a while and I don't know. I kind of was missing him.
It was a special treat.
It's so human. It's so nice. We have to ask because everyone's wondering, Scott, did you pick up?
No.
Oh, no, of course not. I don't remember what state I was in, but it wasn't a state fit to
absolutely.
FaceTime.
Oh, Lord.
And I have to say, I fully honor that. If I was FaceTiming me, I wouldn't pick up. Holy crap. Like, you got to be ready.
I equally, I guess, panicked when somebody texts right back. Because I'm always like, wait, no, that was a text.
Then you're like, wait, this doesn't mean we're in a conversation because this is a text. That stresses me out.
That stresses me out. I, as an introvert, really appreciate you going full throttle FaceTime. I think I'm just only sorry that Scott didn't pick up.
No, actually, I honor Scott. And also, I always thought I was an extrovert, like Myers-Briggs in the 90s, I took it.
You're an E?
I don't know. The only one I remember is E. But I really think now I'm an introvert that like has to be alone all the time. And then I can have energy to be out in the world a little bit. And then I go back into my fetal position on my couch. Listen, I live a glamorous life. I have a glamorous life.
Listen, I completely agree with that because I... have come to see my day as like a bucket, of course. Or I guess I should see it as a battery. I'll look at it as a battery.
Okay.
And so each event, each task, or actually I'll look at it at, no.
A bucket of batteries?
A bucket of batteries. That's it. That's the visual.
Buckets and batteries, two things that are easy to divide up.
Very easy. And so with each task, a battery is taken out.
Oh, I like that.
And so it's like, I cannot devote this many batteries to this task because I see how it's going to deplete my bucket. And so you have to be so choosy with what you're giving your batteries to. So Scott, you were kind of making fun of the battery bucket analogy, but in fact, it makes a lot of sense to a lot of people.
I agree completely. I stand corrected.
Now I am extra honored to Scott that he didn't pick up. I deplete a lot of battery. I really do. I'm very aware that I can deplete battery. Yep. And Scott, buddy, I don't know what to say.
The battery's going swiftly down. We're running out of charge, guys.
No, before you lose your charge, I have to get on the subject of something you love.
Okay. I love Law & Order Criminal Intent.
Woo! Not the original Law & Order.
I mean, I love the original.
Not SVU.
SVU's, I mean, it's honorable, but like Criminal Intent is my jam. And what's weird about it is when I started watching it, because I was a Law & Order whore, at first I hated it. Because I thought that Vincent D'Onofrio's character, the way it was written was that he was the smart one. And then Catherine Irby was sort of like always following along. And so at first I was like, oh, this is bull. But I watched it for a while. And then I was on tour with the Second City and I had a dream. And in the morning I was like, I love that show. I mean, I don't know. And I was like, Vincent D'Onofrio is the man. This is so embarrassing. Oh, God, we're going to cut this bit. Anyway, so I was like, huh, maybe I'll give it another chance. And then I loved it.
Wait, what was the dream?
I don't know. I was sort of like romantical. I wouldn't say lustful.
I understand.
Yeah, it was more love than lust.
You know, sometimes you have a dream and you're like, oh, like I had a dream about Kim Kardashian the other night, which is just embarrassing.
I want to hear that offline.
No, it's nothing. No, it's.
Was it a lustful dream about Kim Kardashian?
I wish that it were. Well, I wish that it happened. But instead, I'm just left with, oh, at like 2 p.m. the next day, I was like, wait a minute. Scrolling through whatever we scroll, I was like, oh, wait, Kim Kardashian was in my dream. And I don't remember the specifics. I didn't know if it was something like that.
No. Okay. It was like a full on, like we were gabbing and yeah. It was like so silly. I mean,
oh, okay. But that's a lovely dream.
But it is embarrassing.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
and he's in a world over his head.
Nah, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
I think that there might be a segment of our listeners, like if we were to fill up a bucket, some fraction of those listeners might not be familiar with Law & Order Criminal Intent.
Oh, sure.
So context here, Law & Order, obviously crime show, it's been going forever and ever.
Forever, yeah.
Dick Wolf,
great Hollywood titan, just solving crimes, yep. Catching bad guys, yep. Prosecuting them. Yes. Then they start spinning them off, right? And there's different types. And I think Criminal Intent may have been the third one.
It was the third one, yeah.
And Vincent D'Onofrio's the star, and you said he's sort of like a genius. What makes Law & Order Criminal Intent different from the others is what I'm sort of getting at.
Okay. Well, so Criminal Intent is like the major case squad.
Not the minor cases.
No.
Right.
It's not a regular murder. The other Law & Orders, they do murders. Those don't count.
That's right.
These are major murders.
That's right. These are really important murders.
So Kim Kardashian gets murdered.
That's going to be on Criminal Intent.
I get murdered. Regular Law & Order.
Yeah.
So it's the major case unit.
Yeah. You hear that famous guy who does all the intros?
Yes, yes.
They're two equally important.
Yeah.
Divisions or whatever.
But that's different. Yeah. It's like certain heinous crimes in New York are solved by the major case squad. Like, honestly, I can't even do it, even though I've heard it a bazillion times.
What year did Criminal Intent debut?
I'm so unprepared. I don't know.
It came out in 2001. I just checked. And it ran for 10 seasons. Although I know that Vincent D'Onofrio, wasn't he replaced at some point by someone worse? Sorry.
Oh, wow.
I'm just such a D'Onofrio fan. So whoever replaced him was probably, in my mind, not as good, is all I'm saying.
Right, right.
But I'm sure very good in their own right.
Okay. That's a lot of Hollywood doublespeak diplomacy going on there. Eckert. Like when I met him, I know that it was exhausting schedule and stuff. And I think in season 3 or 4, then they start splitting like...
Wait, Abby, I have to ask something. And I apologize if I'm just a bonehead. But did you just mention you met him?
Yeah. So everybody I know knows that I'm like in love with Vincent D'Onofrio.
Okay.
So I did a show called Work in Progress. And in the second season, one of my best friends was a writer. And she was like, well, I think it'd be really funny if we were having a flashback. And she's like, and we'll just write in Vincent D'Onofrio. I'm like, yeah, but he'll never do it. And she was like, you don't know that. We'll just write it. So she wrote it. And we had this scene and it was like, ha ha. And then he said, yeah.
Abby, I told you it was bonehead.
So you got to shoot with this guy that you'd been admiring from afar for so long.
Were you beside yourself?
I was beside myself. And he played his character in Criminal Intent.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this is just...
It was bonkers. I got to talk with him during the day. I was so nervous. He was very kind to me. He was very kind to everybody.
Had you made your love of the show clear to him?
Yeah. So my partner in the show had met Vincent years and years ago. And so she wrote a beautiful letter just explaining, like, we have this idea and I'd love you to be here. Abby would really love you to be here. She's a massive fan of yours and of Criminal Intent. So, like, he came in and it was nuts.
It's everything about it is nuts.
That is fantastic. Now I'm glad I asked you to talk about it because it is nuts.
It is nuts.
Not only did you get to meet someone that you'd admired from afar for so long, you got to work with him. And not only did you get to work with him, you got to write scenes where he was playing the very character that you admired for so long.
And we kissed in the show. Yeah, it was hilarious. I mean,
it was every single piece.
Can I try doing this with like Uh-oh. Han Solo?
Yeah.
Do you think that it would work? All I need to do is create and star in a critically acclaimed show. And in the second season, I'll get Harrison Ford to play Han Solo and maybe give me a kiss.
And then you're going to lean
in. Maybe. I'm going to lean
in. Absolutely, baby.
You've seen it happen before. It happened to Abby. We just talked about it.
So, Abby, I'm still fascinated because cards on the table.
Okay.
I am a Law & Order fan.
Yes.
I'm specifically an SVU fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly because of my wife. Vanessa is an SVU super fan. And she's seen every single episode.
Right.
And the thing about SVU, I had a more complicated relationship with it when I was a younger man. because it was quite common that I would head back home. And as a younger man, I might have been in maybe, let's call it a romantic mood. And I would come home and I was so excited to see my girlfriend, maybe my young wife. I open the door and what's on but SVU. And Stabler's like, I can't believe anyone would do that to a child. And I'm like, well, great. This is just great. All romance has evacuated the building. There's no chance.
Zero chance.
And I want to make very clear, this is not something that happened like once and is a funny story. It happened almost every single night. SVU was the bane of my existence for quite a long time. So now that I'm an older man, I'm in a romantic mood a lot less often.
Sure,
and
sure.
I've become a fan of the program myself. I don't dislike criminal right? intent. I'm just fascinated by why that's the one. Was it this dream? Is it D'Onofrio's performance? Like,
yeah.
Don't you see the crime happen or something?
You do. Yeah, it's totally different. You see the crime. And then you see the detectives get called to it. And then you see D'Onofrio smelling the fingertips going, oh, they had coffee. That's a bit. Okay. You don't see the courtroom, really.
No, there's no court. There's no trial. It's just D'Onofrio catching the bad guy. Or Irby backing him up.
Yeah, they're catching the bad
but
guys.
But what do you think it is about that appeals to you so dearly?
You know, honestly, I've been thinking about, like, I grew up as privileged and I'm white, and a lot of the TV that was then and is now shows the cops in a really positive light, right? And they're heroes. Yes. You know, I still love cop shows, and I think as a society, like, we need to look at that and, like, how police are portrayed on TV and how that affects us. So I think I'm very much still under that halo, and I'm not proud of that, but I really think there's something about, like, smart detectives that really make me feel better.
Do you mean that they're out there in the world?
No, like all the shows that I love, you're like, oh, these are really good cops solving it. No other cop would catch this. So, like, I don't know how much I really feel like they really are like that in real life.
Yeah, it's like justice, right? Justice being served right. In a true way.
Right.
Because in Criminal Intent, especially, you see who did it.
You saw how heinous the crime. Yeah.
You know who did it.
That's
you,
it.
That guy's
it.
Got it coming, right? There's no ambiguity.
None.
You're not relying on potentially tainted evidence or some eyewitness who's gotten it wrong. We saw with our own eyes that guy stabbed that other guy right. In such a way that it was deserving of being elevated to the major crimes unit, right?
Wow. Okay, I want that as my outgoing message, that rant that you just did.
That's it.
Well, I don't know if it was a rant.
I know, but it was just impassioned speech.
There.
Impassioned
speech, and I think you kind of summed up, like, what it is that's so...
Well, I'm not going to sit here and defend the criminals that Robert... What's his name? Bobby Gorin. I'm not going to defend anyone that Bobby Gorin put away. No. Bad guys get what bad guys deserve. Hey, Ellie, so you are, I think it's fair to say, pretty successful actress.
Yes.
If you were in Abby's shoes and you got to pick one, not an actor, but a character.
Or both.
If you got to pick a character and then get that actor to play that character in a scene with you in one of your projects. I said Han Solo. That was a lie. It would be Indiana Jones. I would love to be in a scene with Indiana Jones.
Well, this is an interesting question. Abby chose this character because it also made sense for the show that she created. So it's a very specific...
Don't overcomplicate it. The one that you're most excited to be in a scene with.
Okay. Well, I guess that would be Fräulein Maria.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
From Sound of Music?
Well, you said don't overcomplicate it. So that would be the answer because it meant so much to my child.
Yes.
So you want to get the Julie Andrews.
Yeah, not Julie Andrews.
No.
She's playing. Yeah.
She's only Fräulein.
Fräulein Maria. Do you guys want to know a secret? You want to know a secret? Sound of Music? Never seen it.
Have you, Abby?
Yeah. I saw it in the theater when I was very young and the Christopher Plummer character. Hubbub, hubbub.
But Abby, anyway. I love him. Like actual hubba hubba.
That love was real. And then they walked through the mountains, got lots of steps.
Lots of steps. No, Scott knows there's no shortage of movies that I have not seen.
Oh, me too. Tons. And I get ripped. I've never seen Caddyshack. People are like, you've never seen Caddyshack?
I mean, oh, Abby, I am ripped.
All the time. People are like, how can you call yourself? I'm like, I don't. I call myself an idiot. Go yourself.
And I say that too. But that's one of the few classics I have seen. And I am surprised, Scott, that you haven't seen it. You would like it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, I guess that we all have our marching orders for tonight. I'm going to watch The Sound of Music. Ellie's going to watch Criminal Intent. And Abby, you're going to watch Caddyshack.
Can I pick another one?
No, it's got to be Caddyshack.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to fail on the assignment. I just want to let you know that.
Okay, no, fair enough.
Will you stick around with us, Abby? We have a quick game we like to play with our guests.
Of course.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank
so stick
you,
around
Abby.
For Love It or Loathe It.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got
to
change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Oh, and we're back!
We're back, baby!
Abby McEnania. Oh, baby.
Abby, we have a game called Love It or Loathe It.
Okay.
We love to play with our guests. And basically, we're going to toss some subjects at you. And we want you to answer if you love that thing or loathe that thing. Now, let it be clear, there is no in between. Okay? You can't be lukewarm about something. You have to either love it or loathe it. And furthermore, tell us why. Okay?
Oh, whoa. Okay.
We're making you pick a side. Love it or loathe it? Deep dish pizza.
Loathe it.
What Chicago resident loathes deep dish pizza?
Yeah, I gotta say, most people I know, we don't eat deep dish pizza. It's like eating like 15 pieces of bread and a lot of cheese. It's pretty gross. There's one place that has sort of deep dish and it's very delicious, but that's like once a year thing.
I don't disagree. It's too greasy. I don't mean that from a health perspective. It's just unenjoyable.
Yeah, it's like 4 layers of cardboard.
Yep.
Yeah, too much.
Yep. All right. Okay. Well, that was the right answer.
Well, I love it.
Well, keep us updated. You weren't asked.
How about a healthier option, Abby? Love it or loathe it? almonds.
Ah, hate them. Yeah, fucking hate them. First of all, as a fat person, like, people are like, well, just have 6 almonds and it'll fill your appetite. And so many people have offered me almonds. Like, would you like, and it's just so fucking insulting, and I hate almonds. And my show, we came up with this idea like that. My bully coworker gave me this big jug of almonds so I'd lose weight and be healthy. I hate them on a lot of levels. You know, that really horrible, like, pink hand soap that you get in public bathrooms that are...
At any public bathroom, yeah.
Yeah, and it smells like almonds. That adds, yeah, it's like, does. Insult to injury. But yeah, a lot of it is the societal normative thing about people have to be skinny. If you're not skinny, you have no worth. That's easy. Loathe them.
That was just went downhill.
In a good way.
In a picking up speed kind of way.
Abby, love it or loathe it. The television show Daredevil. Vincent D'Onofrio is the villain.
Oh, I love it. I'm not a real Marvel fan. It's just that kind of my jam. So I was like, wait, what is this Daredevil? And I watched it and I'm not totally caught up, but like, ooh, dude, wearing that white suit. Ooh, so good. And I love it. I just love it.
Yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio plays the villain. So he wears a very fun white suit.
And he's just like, oh, he does like this. And he's just, you know, he's just hurting.
I've got another deep cut, and this one's inspired by Law and Order Criminal Intent. What about the Catherine Irby vehicle? What about Bob?
Oh my God.
Does it fit into the Caddyshack category?
That's with Richard Dreyfuss, right? He's the psychiatrist?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right.
I remember liking it. I've not rewatched it.
So you got to love it.
No, loathe it. And also I hate Richard Dreyfuss. Oh, God, I do nothing but great things for my career, you guys. I do nothing but good. Oh, yeah. Why do you live in Chicago? Because you might not work again. I know.
This is definitely my favorite Love and Loathe It of all time. What about Bob? Oh, yeah, that old movie. I think I saw it. I liked it. So you love it then? No, loathe it. Fucking hate it.
But also, I have to say, if I saw it in the 90s and I have had 30 years to watch it again, I haven't. I think that means I don't love it.
I think that says it all. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the proof right there. This one, you're going to know exactly what your answer is. Love it or loathe it, Abby. Bud Light.
Ah. Loathe it. You got to go Miller Lite, baby. Miller Lite.
What is the difference?
Oh, have you tasted them? Have you? Allie, come on. Have you tasted them? I know they're both like light beers, but I love Miller Lite. The taste. Oh, yeah. So good. Love Miller Lite. I just don't like Bud Light.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. It's Miller. So it's a loathing of Bud Light and a loving of Miller Lite.
Love it.
We should have just said Miller Lite because then you would have loved it.
Oh, you're like, oh, yeah, this tastes everything.
All right, last one, Abby. Deer.
I think they're quite beautiful. I love them.
Oh, do you?
No, do you know what he said? You have to be more overt. No.
Get it? Doe a deer.
That is good.
A drop of golden sun.
He was looking for a Sound of Music reference, and that's what he came up with.
Oh my God. That is so great.
I was looking for a Sound of Music reference and came up with the best one ever.
Oh my gosh.
Deer! That was great, Abby. I'm glad that you love deer.
Abby, you won the game.
You won the game. You got them all right.
Okay, yeah,
you got them. We tried to trick you because there were 5 loaves and 1 love.
Sorry.
But you got them all right. Every single one. 100%. A+.
Actually, that's more loves than usual, so I'm happy. This was so fun. Really, really fun.
We can't thank you enough for being on our podcast. It is such a delight talking with you.
Same here.
And I hope that you come back if you want.
I would love it.
But I would love to speak another 15 hours.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Born to Love. We'll be back next week with brand new things that we love.
We want to hear from you. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts and tell us what you love. We might even ask one of our guests in an upcoming Love It or Loathe It.
Born to Love is hosted and created by Ellie Kemper and Scott Eckert.
Our executive producer is Aaron Kaufman. Our producers are Sheena Ozaki and Zoe Dankla.
Born to Love is part of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network in collaboration with iHeart Podcasts. Special thanks to Han Sani,
Rachel Kaplan and Adriana Cassiano,
Michael Fales,
Alex Coral,
and Bahid Frazier.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack.
Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.